USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Drug giant AstraZeneca hitting the brakes on global trials of what it says is still a promising coronavirus vaccine after one of its volunteers became ill. The White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning it's not unusual for that to happen during clinical trials.
We see this generally for the most part, but you don't know until you investigate it. It's an adverse event that's related to something else that just happened to have occurred during the period of time that the clinical trial was on.
He was speaking on CBS this morning. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
California is not the only state in the West dealing with massive wildfires, as the state of Washington is facing a record number of them. They're destroying homes and businesses and forcing evacuations by the thousands. Governor Jay Inslee is saying the state has never seen anything like it before.
The devastation is all over our state, from Vantage to Chelan to Omak to Spokane.
A magnitude 3.1 earthquake striking in the east today. Freehold, New Jersey was ground zero, the U.S. Geological Survey confirming it, and residents took to social media expressing their shock as the rare occurrence happened, with reports of shaking across that state. A TV personality is the new owner of a serial killer John Wayne Gacy's prison artwork. Ghost Adventure star Zach Bagans has purchased numerous pieces of art and letters that Gacy created while in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is accusing North Carolina's governor of using coronavirus restrictions to try to hurt his reelection chances. Trump making the claim during a campaign rally in Winston-Salem yesterday. That rally was the president's third visit to North Carolina in 3 weeks, as polls are showing him deadlocked there with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Protests over the death of Daniel Prude at the hands of police in Rochester, New York, continued for a 7th consecutive night in that city. At one point, the demonstrators reportedly painted the word murderer outside the public safety building and the word resign near City Hall. Prude died in March after being involved in an incident with police. Joe Biden will be campaigning in Michigan today. The Democratic hopeful is to make a campaign stop in the city of Warren, just outside Detroit, where he'll be speaking about jobs and manufacturing. LeBron James put up a big number that didn't show up in the box score of the Lakers' 112-102 NBA playoff win over the Rockets. It was James' 162nd playoff win, moving him ahead of retired Laker Derek Fisher. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.